Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 26th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and today we have a message that in an unusual way we hope will encourage you. We think it probably will affect all of our readers in one way or another because we've all had disappointments in life, and today's message is titled Handling Disappointments. For another long scripture text reading today, Acts 15:36-41.
Some time later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them, but Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
Well, the safest kinds of stories to tell, particularly if they don't cast one in the best light, are the ones you tell in yourself. And today I've given myself permission to tell this illustrative story from my teen years. I grew up in the small town of Belton, Missouri, about 20 miles south of Kansas City. By the way, Kansas City, most of it, is in Missouri, although many people assume it's in Kansas. I was very active in the Boy Scouts, and by ninth grade had the life rank, one step below the highest rank of Eagle Scout, which I was striving for. After ninth grade, my family moved about 20 miles away to Independence, Missouri. I was no longer able to participate in Troop 210, the Boy Scout troop I had grown up in, while we resided in Belton. However, I received information from the Kansas City Scouting Council about how I could fulfill the remaining requirements to earn my Eagle Scout award. I was to assist a local Boy Scout group in Independence for a specified amount of time, which I did. Well, I had my driver's license at this point and drove over to the Kansas City Area Scouting Headquarters for a final review with a group of scout leaders. For some reason, they would not accept my work with the troop and they rejected my Eagle Scout application. I angrily stormed out of the meeting, got in my car, and actually it was my dad's car, and peeled rubber as I left the parking lot. I vaguely recall seeing them pull back a curtain and watch me tear out of the parking lot from the window. In my immature, youthful mind, I must have thought, "I'll show them." Well, I certainly did. I showed them probably how justified their decision was in rejecting me. How we handle disappointments is a real test of our character. In this case, I flunked this test big time and wish to this day I would have handled it differently.
Paul and Barnabas had a long ministry together. Barnabas's early encouragement was vital following Saul's conversion. Of course, Saul became known as Paul. On the first missionary trip, they worked together, and initially Barnabas' name was listed before Paul's, perhaps indicating a greater prominence on the team. However, as they prepared to depart for a second mission trip, they had a sharp dispute concerning whether to include John Mark, who had earlier deserted the team on the first trip mentioned in Acts 13:13. They actually parted ways over this matter, with Barnabas taking Mark and Paul teaming up with Silas.
Well, the sharp dispute notwithstanding, I would sure like to know the attitude of both as they departed, and to what degree they had reconciled at that point. How did they handle the disappointment of not getting their own way? However, two missions teams resulted, and later Paul speaks well of Barnabas and Mark, indicating that at some point there had been reconciliation.
All of us endure disappointments in life. Some as a result of our own making, and others due to circumstances beyond our control. Other times it's just a misunderstanding that needs time to clear up. To this day, Stephen doesn't really understand, because I questioned him on this, why his assigned work for Eagle Scout was rejected.
Well, I want to read this part, but I managed to have a life without getting the rank. At that point, it seemed so important. And humorously, I suppose I thought it would look good if I ever ran for president. I'm 54 years of age. I don't think that's going to happen right now. Well, I wish I could say that my Boy Scout temper tantrum was the only or the last time I ever responded poorly to a disappointment, but I really can't. However, thankfully, and Brooksine will testify to this, this is an area in which I have matured as I commit my way to the Lord and realize He is ultimately in charge of my comings and goings, my opened and closed doors. Certainly, even in this last year, we've had some disappointments, some closed doors. May God give us all the needed grace to handle our inevitable disappointments in a manner that pleases Him and witnesses positively to those involved.
Let's pray together. Father, You grow and stretch our maturity through circumstances that don't always reflect our choosing. It helps us to gain needed perspective and experience in situations not of our own choosing, but to our overall benefit. Help us to be patient as we search Your Scripture and seek to understand Your plan as it unfolds in our lives. Align our desires with Your own as we submit our will to Yours. May we not be overcome by adversity, but we ask You, Father, to use adversity as a tool by which You carve Your image deep into our hearts. We may make our plans, but we realize that as Your child, You have the final say. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And some of you have recently experienced disappointment. Maybe a rejection for a job loss, a job application, or a job loss. Maybe a family matter. Maybe an issue in your own church. May I encourage you today to realize God is working in our lives for our good. That's a promise from Scripture. And once again, how we handle those times of disappointment are a real test of character. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, February 26th, 2009. Actually, we have some additional notes on the site today, quite a few of them really, that were prompted as a result of today's study that I'm not going to read in the podcast. It's already over 7 minutes long. We have some suggested music and, of course, some photos. The main photo I share today is a photo of our Amish neighbors yesterday, right across the road from our home, baling some, we might call them hay bales. Actually, it's fodder that will be used for animal feed. You may find that interesting. That is on the website today, or if you're not listening to the message on Thursday, February 26th, it's on the archive. Just go to the previous message back to this date. Have a blessed day today, and you will have disappointments in life, but continue to stay faithful and keep a good attitude as God works things out, as He promises He will.